Right now, there are people talking about this thing called the event, and I see it on websites, and I see it on the internet, and I see it on Golden Age of Gaia, different articles talking about this event that could take place, that could affect all of us, and, you know, and then I start to think about, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. And maybe just what we believe kind of becomes real. But supposedly there is an event that's going to take place, some say this year, some say down the road. But it's going to be such an event to wake all of us up. This great light is going to hit here. I mean, maybe it won't wake everybody up. Some people will be totally messed up because they won't know how to deal with it, because there'll be so much coming into them, and some people may not choose to stay here. So I thought at the very least I should talk about that, but then I really want to move on to other things because I really believe there's a lot of things being said right now by so many different sources. And who is telling the truth? Or maybe it's just a perception of what they believe will happen. And maybe the intentions are good. But whatever we focus on is, I think, you know, we always have to go back to the law of attraction. We're going to bring it forward, right? So if there's an event, and what I've heard is that it's going to be an event that those of us that maybe if you consider yourself already awake, you're going to welcome this and allow you an opportunity to see and learn more. And then they said there's a second level. This is one story I read on the Golden Age of Gaia. They said there's a second level of people that are consciously awake, but maybe they're not ready completely to see this. And maybe there'll be struggles in their time. And then there's a third group that they said that are of dark energy, that are want to become awake. And this event will help them to move back towards the light. And then there's a fourth group. I know, there's a lot of groups, huh? That they say, when this event happens, they will want nothing to do with it because they're not ready to wake up. And they'll be welcomed back home and then be allowed to go somewhere else to play out the game of duality, to create darkness for those that want to experience it. Some of you might ask, really, people want to experience? I think they do. Look at how people love to talk about their misery. It's almost like they champion it. And then you look at their lives and they get more of it. So whether there's any truth to this event, and if it really is something that wakes us all up, that's great. You know, I can't control how you react to it. I know I would welcome more light and something that would push me to see things in a different light, even more broader, more aware. And I think I'd have no problem accepting that, even if I saw some changes, you know, around me. Life is about change to begin with. You know, there's really nothing you can do because it's going to change. I love the way things are right now. Well, 10 years from now, they probably won't be the same. When my son was little, him and I were so close, and he would sit on my lap and he'd tell me everything that was going on, and he just wanted to be around me and close to me, and I wanted to be around him. And I remember telling my girlfriend, who was my girlfriend at the time, Sandy, she became my wife, and I said, boy, I'm going to miss this. I really am going to miss this when he gets out of this phase and doesn't want to hang out. And she said, well, you know, that's part of life, and enjoy it now. And she's right. We have to let go. We don't have any other choice. Unless you're going to lock people in a dungeon. Well, we're going to keep everybody the same. My kids are never going to leave. Maybe some of you wish they would. You can't. All my loved ones, they might pass away. That's part of what goes on. What choice do you have but to let go? And trust that wherever they're going is going to be just fine. If you really have faith in whatever you believe in, whatever you call yourself or don't call yourself, then as far as I'm concerned, it's not an issue, is it? I don't believe so. I trust, even though I miss certain people, I still do. I miss my cat from when I was a kid. I miss that bugger. 17 years. And you know what? He's a divine energy too. We all, I think, come from a divine energy. How could a cat be any different? Now, maybe he couldn't show that in his cat-like brain and his form, but there's a divine energy, and I believe he's been around me more than once. And I believe he goes on. And I believe that they come back, just like we do. I think they do come back. We've talked about it on other shows. But this show is really about bringing up that subject, which is only going to be part of it. And then I'm going to move on. So if there's an event coming, just to let you know, there may be, you know, there's so many people seeing, so many things are going to happen. I just sit back. I'm not going to get too wound up. I'm going to try to add to it as far as holding love and continuing to hold that space and feeling joy, because then we'll get more of that. And it really comes down to the law of attraction. How many of you have seen The Secret or heard about The Secret? There are two versions. Did you know there's two versions of The Secret? I'm so glad I got to see the first version. Esther Hicks is in the first version, and then the second one, she's not there. Esther Hicks, this whole movie, The Secret, many of you probably don't realize, this movie was channeled. Much of the information, like you've heard on my shows, there are beings out there that are very wise, that have been in physical bodies before, or maybe they're just in a higher state of consciousness. And they have, I think, a greater understanding, just like we all, you know, we all can return back to that at some point. So Abraham, as I would understand, is a group of several souls that are on a journey, and they're seeking more enlightenment on their own. And they're in a very high place, if you want to call it that, put a label on it. They're in a place where they understand things more clearly than most of us do, obviously, here. And so Esther channeled Abraham and has been doing it for years, and Abraham talked about what the secret is, and the secret is the law of attraction. That's one of many secrets that, you know, we talk about on this show. And has it been kept from us? I think it has been. Has it also, we've forgotten about it, or we just don't want to accept it? That's part of it, too. What I think is really kind of interesting is I went on YouTube and I found an interview. So this, I have to give credit to YouTube for this. But this is Esther Hicks, and she talks about the secret behind the secret. Now, this is done in front of an audience. I think Esther has done a lot of communications with audiences. I know others who do that. And she will talk about whatever people ask her about. So the secret, I truly believe, and there's two versions, and I have the original. I had another version, but I lent it out to someone. I haven't gotten it back yet. So, but there are two versions, and I think the first one with Esther is so much better, so powerful, mainly because I know what she did. She's allowing this entity, this energy called Abraham, to speak through her. And if you understand these beings, it's just like you and I. They're not alien. They're not any different. From what I understand of our journey, and if this is true, and I learned this a while back, years ago, when we leave this place, we have a choice to where we want to go. And there's many levels of consciousness. Maybe that's what Jesus was saying, in my kingdom there are many mansions. Well, maybe he really meant, in my kingdom there are many levels of consciousness. And if you want to return to the highest level, then listen closely to what I'm telling you. And so what I look at is what I learned from Raptha. And I talk about Raptha from time to time. And maybe I'll do a show about what some of the things Raptha said that I think have come true. Or I've found evidence to support. All my whole life I've been trying to support these things that I read early on and experienced. And I felt, maybe that's why I do this show. I felt that I've been able to support a lot of that by the different things that other people have said and experiences they've had. Raptha talked about seven levels of consciousness, but I think there's many, many, many. I don't know how many there are, to be honest. But let's just go with seven, if that's the number he threw out. And Raptha is this entity, this being that lived thousands of years ago, and he was channeled by J.Z. Knight, and he lived on Atlantis, and he never died. In the end, he took his body and he left and he ascended. That's why I believe we all can do that. I believe if we all were in a high enough state of consciousness, we could literally take our body. And I think that's what Jesus did and go. So getting back to this, Raptha talked about the six different levels. We are on level one, by the way, in the physical body. And there's a couple more levels in between us. And then we have the fourth level of consciousness where people go when they pass away. And most people will go to this place because it is where we reincarnate. And beyond that is a fifth level, sixth, and then seven, where God is, the highest divinity, love energy, whatever you want to call it. That's our true home. And people say we have a higher self and that there's a little piece of us that is in each one of these levels. In order to get to the first level, we got to drop down from that high state of consciousness. So a little piece of us resides in each one of those levels. And on the seventh level is where our true highest self is. This is why we always have access to it. This is why we can say, well, let me check with my higher self and see what he thinks, or she thinks, or it thinks. That's what that comes from, I truly believe, in my understanding of it. And maybe somebody else, you know, there's a different understanding for everybody. But the Raptha just kind of laid it out so clearly, and I like that because it's confusing. Everybody's got a slightly different take on it. Or maybe they don't quite have it in detail, like some of these other beings have put it. So Raptha talked about these group of souls. He said, after you've lived out your lifetimes here on the planet and you're done with that and you no longer want to do this game, some souls will choose to go through eons together. And there will be a group of maybe 1,000 or whatever number of entities, souls, that will do this. And that's where you get entities like Abraham. And you get, and don't take entity as a negative word because it's not. It's just a group of beings experiencing something all as one. And doing that and making decisions and talk and communicating and just being. And I'm sure there are many levels of existence I have yet to even begun to, that any of us have begun to tap into. And that's what's cool about it. I think it's never ending. So he said that beings like Abraham, although he didn't talk about Abraham because that was before I, you know, Abraham wasn't around that I know of, but he talked about other beings like Michael. There was a book called, that I read a couple of these books, Messages from Michael. This is one of the first books that I read that really changed my way of thinking. And it was this group of people that were communicating through this entity, through a Ouija board, which I know a lot of you are afraid of that, but you know, if you respect it and honor it, I think you can communicate, but I wouldn't recommend it unless you really know what you're doing. And you protect yourself because you can open the door for other things. But anyway, these people were playing around and this through the Ouija board came an entity called Michael. And he started discussing that he was a group of several hundred, if not 1,000 souls that were on this journey. And this came out in the 70s, I believe. And they talked about all the reasons why we're here and why we go through the things in life so we can advance and then go back to the level of reincarnation and come back again and again. And everybody's born with certain features that they deliberately design so that they can come back around again and try to overcome those and move on. And eventually, when they feel like they're ready to go on to another level of experience, then they'll go somewhere else. And nobody holds us back and nobody is judging us, and we are totally loved. And that part I totally buy into. That's a nice thought, to not feel like if I don't do certain things, I'm not going to go on, or the people I care about. Do people carry guilt over that? Absolutely. And I'm saying maybe we don't have to. So according to Raptha, beings like Michael and Abraham are a group of souls that reside on the sixth level of consciousness, which is very high level, and they have great knowledge. Not as much as level seven, but they have great knowledge on many things. So what I'm going to play now for you is some audio that you can find yourself, and I'll have a link here. And thank you to Esther Hicks and Abraham for allowing me to find this and post this, because I'm sure they'd want you to hear it. And if not, they'll let me know. But this is the secret behind the secret. And it really is about the two different versions and why there were two different versions.
Mm-hmm. more things. Right there. Stand if you think it's you. Yes, come.
When my friends know that I listened to Abraham, they said, oh, have you seen The Secret? Esther is on The Secret. And I said, no, but I got the DVD and you weren't on there. Abraham wasn't on there. And so I thought, well, they must have seen it someplace else and got mixed up with. It's a very similar teaching. And then somebody again said, well, have you seen Abraham on The Secret? And I said, no. Esther and Abraham are not on The Secret. Oh, yes, they are. They are. And I was very confused about that. Last night I found out there are two versions of The Secret. But I wondered whether Abraham wanted to comment on how there are two different versions of The Secret.
We would, but it's a secret. Well, Jerry and Esther were approached by the producer of The Secret. She wanted to do a series of television movies based upon the work of Abraham. That was the way she approached Jerry and Esther. And so they met with her and listened to her ideas and agreed to have her come. She came on one of the cruises and brought her crew and filmed the entire seminar and then interviewed Jerry and Esther and Abraham in front of a green screen, which was the footage that was to be utilized on The Secret. As The Secret unfolded and Jerry and Esther saw the footage, while there were things that they, if they had been the creator of it, would have done differently, for the most part, they found it to be an extremely uplifting, good-feeling first step in understanding the powerful law of attraction. And this very delightful woman said that she would find others who understood law of attraction and that they would put together this collage. And Jerry and Esther recognized some of the people that were on The Secret as people who had been long time on their tape programs and so on, and some that they had not known before. But Jerry, as he watched it especially, found it to be uplifting. Esther said for her it was a bit like being someone who hears perfect pitch, and even though there's a beautiful piece of music being played, if it's off just a little, it was discordant to her. But for the most part, they liked it very much. And then about 200,000 of those DVDs that had Esther's face and Abraham's voice were sold. It was supposed to be a television movie, but the network in Australia that was going to air it for some reason was not. And so in order to recoup their dollars, the production company began looking for other avenues in order to market it, and did. Again, Jerry and Esther felt uncomfortable with the way it was being marketed, not because there was something wrong with it, but it was just different from the style. Jerry and Esther are liking the idea of allowing things to be, and it felt a little more assertive than they were comfortable with. But again, it was really not their business so much. It was the production companies, and so Jerry and Esther just used that experience as an opportunity to try to turn downstream over and over again, and were doing a good job of maintaining their balance. And then they got an email from the producer who said, the contract that we have with you, because Jerry and Esther had sought out an intellectual property rights attorney before they allowed all of this to be filmed, is hindering us from marketing this in the way that we want to. So you have two options. You can either turn over your intellectual property rights to us, or we will have to edit you out. And for Jerry and Esther, now it was a very easy thing. Turn over our property rights, be edited out. And even though being edited out was certainly not something that they wanted, it was clearly downstream for them. Now there are those who said, oh, there were other options. You could sue, you could hold to your contract, but all of that was upstream for Jerry and Esther. And so they just took the path of least resistance. And then they began to receive thousands upon thousands of emails from people who had seen it and loved it and wanted more, who ordered it and were unhappy that Abraham was not present. And so Jerry and Esther wrote an email that they distributed to let people know that nothing has gone wrong. Just enjoy what's coming next. Feel appreciation for what was there. And so that really is the story, and that's about all there is to the story. Nothing has gone wrong. Everything is right. The way we like to tell the story is that Jerry and Esther have been doing this work for a very long time, and they had set forth a very powerful vibrational escrow of which this film was a part. Mm-hmm. In other words, there is no question that that was based upon the dialogue and the work that Jerry and Esther have been about for all of these years. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. And we certainly understand that after the fact, now the woman who is selling it is not acknowledging that Jerry and Esther were a part of it, because she can't acknowledge that they are a part of it without detracting from what she has going on. And Jerry and Esther, while Esther suffered a great deal from it initially, have got themselves into alignment about it, and the whole of the matter is that they are benefiting enormously mm-hmm. from this exposure to the secret. There are all mm-hmm. kinds of people out there that are being activated to the idea that you can create your own reality and that the law of attraction abounds. Mm-hmm. We acknowledge that this woman held to her vision very tightly and created what she wanted to create. And we will say to you, especially in the context of what's going on here, what she did was not nice. It was not nice that she did to Jerry and Esther what she did. But nice is beside the point, don't you think? Mm-hmm. In other words, she came into alignment with what she wants. She gave her undivided attention to it. The universe is yielding to her. She's getting what she is wanting. And Jerry and Esther came round to understanding that for someone else to receive what they are wanting does not in any way detract from them. Mm-hmm. In other words, no one can detract from the work that Jerry and Esther are about. See. And so this is a secret that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. The best and the most interesting thing about all of this, and this is the thing that is stunning from our broader non-physical perspective, the secret movie tells a story about knowledge being suppressed. That's sort of the basis of the secret, that there are laws and things that mm-hmm. you have not been allowed to know. And we think that by taking Abraham and Jerry and Esther's part out of the secret, they are doing the very thing again that they used as the basis for their movie. Because
indeed,
unless you put the non-physical part of it in, then you've left out the guidance. And mm-hmm. when you've left out the guidance, then you just leave people mm-hmm. out there to all kinds of other random experiences. No mm-hmm. one really gets a bead on how to deliberately create.
Right.
When you're traveling from point A to point B in your vehicle, it's easy to know, just head in that direction and keep going and you'll get there. But mm-hmm. there are all kinds of people who would like to go from sickness to wellness, or from a bad relationship to a better relationship, or from confusion to clarity, who haven't been able to quantify those journeys. Mm-hmm. And the secret, that there isn't a secret. Calling law of attraction a secret is like calling gravity a secret. Mm-hmm. Like if we don't tell them, they'll fall up and stick down. If we don't teach them about gravity, they might throw a baseball and it might just go off into outer space unless they know that there's gravity. And we say, that will never happen. Law of attraction abounds, and there's not a shred of evidence to the contrary of it. And the secret that has been suppressed is that you are source energy in physical bodies. That's the secret that is suppressed. Even though everybody in the world is an extension of source energy. In other words, people don't keep the secret because they're trying to deprive you of it. They keep the secret because they don't think you're ready to hear it, you see. Uh-huh. And there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Because a teacher, a really good teacher, understands where his student is. So,
very interesting.
So really, the story mm-hmm. of the secret is, I want to tell the world the secret to creating. But I see that the world isn't ready for the big story, so I'll just tell them the mini version, mm-hmm. and then I'll call it a secret while I mm-hmm. continue to keep the secret. Mm-hmm. That's basically what happened.
Wow. All right, so that is a video that you can, and I have it posted on my site here, that you can go watch. And there's a lot of Esther Hicks videos. Once you start Googling that, now the woman that was speaking was Esther Hicks, okay? And Esther and Jerry, that is her husband. But the being that she was speaking, that was speaking through her, was Abraham. And for some of you, maybe that's hard to believe, that something else could actually speak through us. But that is what happens. And if you believe that we can, you know, if you've heard psychics and mediums, they've allowed others to speak through them or speak to them, and they connect into that. And then if you understand channels the way I do, and I've worked with for a number of years, and many people understand this, not just me, but many, it's like you step aside and something else comes through you. And it's not a bad thing. It's just like you're allowing something to kind of use your physical body to speak through you. And there's certainly something you have to be careful of, because there are things out there that maybe wouldn't have the best intentions. So when you know how to protect yourself, surround yourself with the light. I'm sure we've all channeled something at some point in our life where you felt like something else was speaking through you. When you create something, are you channeling? When you, maybe you produce music. People that have produced music have said they felt like they were tapping into something else. Einstein said he felt like he was tapping into something else. Many people say the same thing. When you have moments of brilliance, it's like they feel it comes from somewhere else. The universe, the cosmos, divine thinking, divine mind. There's many different things. So what you heard in that audio was Esther Hicks, but it was actually Abraham. That's why she said, well, we, referring to a group of entities, a group of souls that are on that journey. And she said, and she kept talking about Esther in the third person. Well, Esther and Jerry didn't like this, what happened to them. And I agree, because I saw the first movie, The Secret, and I loved it. And then I got a copy, because I wanted to give copies to other people if they wanted it, to look at it. And I noticed, well, wait a second, where's Esther? She is just, of all the people that are in that movie, The Secret, because there's some really enlightened souls in there, and there's some that maybe not as much, but she was by far, it's like she knew what she was talking about. And I'll take it a step further, the way I interpret it. And I could be wrong. There are those that don't want the truth to come out. There are those that don't want us to know that we can actually communicate with other entities, energies, whatever. They want us to keep thinking inside a certain little box. And so once the word of this movie got out, I guarantee you, well, I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure that it was shut down. And they came up with the excuse of, well, you know, we have to do this. And because you see it time and again. It's the suppression of those that are in control that don't want the full truth. They don't mind if we get a little bit of the law of, they probably don't like the law of attraction coming out, the understanding of that. Because then we start to realize that we have our own power. And if we just focus on it, we can bring other things forward. And this has happened to me many times, and I'm sure to you as well. And then I get in this way of thinking about certain things. I get caught up in them. And then, you know, you're just feeding into that. Instead of just staying focused, I think one of the great things that I like about what Abraham says in The Secret, pick what you want to focus on. Stay focused on that. This other stuff, that's out of your control somewhat. And really, even if somebody does things that bother you, it's how you respond. We have a choice. And maybe you're in a very uncomfortable position where there's potential violence. Then I understand. That's different. You have to get away from that. You have to literally choose to physically get away from that. But most of us are probably facing, I don't want to speak for most of us, but a lot of us are probably facing just issues in relationships, whether work or personal relationships. People don't react the way we want them to, and we get upset. Some of it is just our own selfishness, I think. We expect people to be a certain way. And I think when you get the true message of it, you realize you can't do that with anybody. They have to go their own course. They have to be like my son when he was 7 years old, hoping to hang on to him forever. Realizing now that that's absolutely fine. He's got his own journey, and I love him completely, and I allow him to find that, you know. And he is really, we think of our children as maybe being less than us. Well, I'm older now, and I'm wiser, and I'm, And the thing is, what if we're all on the same level? Even the moment we're first born. What if our souls have been around a long time? And we all came from the same place, if you want to call it the seventh level of consciousness. And some of us chose maybe to come here a little earlier. And another one saw that and said, hey, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to try that. And then, you know, you get here and you kind of get caught up in all of it. And then you try to find your way home again, which is what we do. We will. So I believe several things are going on right now. We are seeing a great awakening of the souls on the planet. Certainly it has been orchestrated to keep us from seeing these things. But part of it's our own doing, because we just didn't, like Esther was suggesting, I should say Abraham, that we're not ready. We don't want this yet. But more and more people, I believe, are ready. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why I do a number of the different shows I do. It's funny because one show, one week could be about something completely different. But to me, it's all part of this bigger picture. And the reason I think this way is because the early readings and tapes I listened to of Ramtha laid out all of this stuff, all of it, pretty much everything. I mean, some of it I've learned on my own. And I just set forward to find truth on it or something to support or either deny to prove that it's not accurate, because that's the road I'm on, to find answers. And if you're like me, then you never stop wanting to learn. I find so many people only go so far because it doesn't fit into their neat little box. Even very enlightened souls will only go so far because they already have it all determined. Either I'm not as enlightened as they are, or I think there's many different answers that you can find. And the choice is yours if you want to keep learning. Because, you know, when you think about it, it could be endless. I'm not going to get it all. But, you know, there's also a chance to tap into a higher consciousness, I think, so we can become more aware of things. And in a short period of time, perhaps that will become the case where we will just know these things. You see it with the children of today. They just seem to know, don't you? I talk to people like that about that all the time because I see it in these kids. They know. They know when somebody is yanking their chain a lot of times. As a kid, I didn't know that. They're just more aware. They're born into greater awareness, as many would say. So I just wanted to get that out about if there is an event, I guess it's what we make of it. And whatever we continue to focus on, the majority of us, we're going to bring forward. And then we can also bring forward personal things in our life. And it's hard to bring forward things that you want that are good for you if you're in a tough situation. And this is where we have to find our joy again. We find that joy. Whatever makes you happy, and you focus on that. Whatever makes you feel love and feel happy, you focus on that. And then focus on whatever it is you want in your life to come forward. And again, you know, you can't become supreme dictator. You can't use it against others. But if it's for your own good, I think there's very little that you would not be allowed to have. I think the universe will give you that. If things are not happening and you've focused on them and you say, well, it's not happening, there's only one person to blame. You know, I think Ramtha described this, and so did the masters of the Far East. Actually, the process, this is, I thought, was really cool. The process of creating, and I think this was actually, Ramtha might have talked about this, but Masters of the Far East, a series of books that I absolutely loved reading as well, they talked about the process of creating on this planet. You, when you put a thought out there, you're creating this energy. And it's working its way through these several levels of consciousness. And it's, you know, whatever you seek within, obviously, it can't be a supreme dictator. But I mean, even then, we've had people do that, right? But the world is changing. That's not going to be allowed anymore. When you seek to become whatever it is you desire, you've put that thought out there. And the universe is creating it. It's all coming together at many different levels. And it's almost like a spiral, as they recalled it, like a, I don't know, a tornado, kind of a cyclone. It's turning. And it's coming forward. And if we keep holding on to that, and it can't expect it, because then you're saying I have lack. Well, I'm expecting that this is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen. And that's because you don't have total faith. This is why I think they talked about faith so much in different teachings. It's really faith in knowing that whatever it is you desire can come forward and will be given to you. Faith in yourself. So as this continues to spiral, any little doubt will immediately say, will stop it from coming forward. So any doubt, and we don't realize that all our thoughts that we have in a day, and even that we show doubt by our actions and some of the words we say. Here's a good example. Oh, you're going to win the lottery? You bought a ticket? Yeah, I never win, so. But I hope I win this time. I really think I have a chance. Well, you've just defeated your purpose. So whatever it is you're seeking, you have to guard your thoughts. Maybe don't talk about it with anybody, really, because others can destroy that just with one. And they don't mean to, but, you know, they might put a cast of doubt. So some people feel the need, and I used to do that, to express it with others because I thought, well, maybe if I have more people supporting it. But really, it's up to you. And how bad do you want it? And are you willing, kind of like what it said in the movie, are you willing to think about it every day and really desire it and maybe have a vision board and all that? I'm not doing a vision board, but I know there are things I truly desire to come forward. And they've done that. And then there's others that haven't. And it's like, well, because I have some doubts, right? And then the minute you get that doubt, that whatever you've created just disappears. And then you got to start over. And so we don't realize, I think, fully just the words we use, how they create doubt. Because if you have complete faith, complete knowing that something's going to happen, then you ask once and you just allow it. And that's worked for me many times, where I just asked once and next thing you know, I was surprised. Hey, look at this. It's like, oh yeah, I asked for that, didn't I? And then other times I thought on it too much and it just nothing happened. So that's a fine line, it seems like, to walk. Anyway, I wish you the best. I really love the law of attraction. I love what Abraham says and Esther. I think so much of it lines up with my beliefs. And I don't know why you listen to this show. I'm sure people listen for many other reasons. Some maybe like the UFOs. Some of you like Sasquatch story. Maybe you like the last show I did on breastfeeding. I thought that was interesting to find out things that I knew at one time, but I don't know anymore. Anything I can learn that I think is going to advance me and others as well, if they're interested. So I'll just put out there so you can pick and choose what you like. But I appreciate you listening. And namaste. Yeah. Namaste to you. Divine love.